All right. The haberdasher ended it at exactly 1 o'clock on the dot, almost, except for 55 seconds, which is pretty gosh darn close. The clock was still saying 1:00. Impressive. Once again, that's 2 weeks in a row. Thanks to the haberdasher for a fantabulous show. And thanks to Lando for hanging out with the haberdasher and making it more fantastic, possibly. I'm not really sure. I don't know whose picks I like the most because I wasn't really paying attention to who was picking what. A lot of good tunes, though. You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. And it's time for Mother's Milk, 2 hours of boozing. And I hope that you're boozing along at home. We're going to start the show off out with something I was curious about. Almost played it last week, but I went with a different track because it was shorter. And I wasn't sure I was going to like this artist because the review, as I read on the air last week, it was less than positive. But the song I played last week was pretty good. And this song sort of appeals to me because it's a little ridiculous. It's called 101, and it counts down, I believe, from 101 with like a different number starting each line. So it's sort of reminiscent of that 24-minute long version of 99 Bottles of Beer on the Wall I played in its entirety a couple years ago. Only it's only 5 minutes long, so you don't have to worry about that. This is Karen Ann. Song's called 101.
101 floors. 100 days to abundance. 99%. 98 minutes. $97. 96 men in uniform. 95 theses. 94 pages. 93 million miles away. 92 Johnson solids. 91 space wings. 90 stable isotopes. 89 bullets. 88 constellations. 87 acres. 86 Fahrenheit degrees. 85 kilometers of paved roads. 84 millimeters. 83 riders called Nancy. 82 bars. 81 poems. 80 shilling ale. 79 Star Trek episodes. 78 revolutions per minute. 77 developing nations. 76 trombones. 75 springs. 74 guns. 73 lunar eclipses. 72 virgins. 71 solar eclipses. 70 souls in the house of Jacob. 69 lies. 68 beats per minute. 67 counties. 66 verses. 65 notorious crimes. 64 positions. 63 years since independence. 62 destroyers. 61 kings. 60 seconds. 59 cents. 58 round trips. 57 channels. 56 members. 55 weeks. 54 edges. 53 postcards. 52 white keys. 51 jeans. 50 gates of impurity. 49 nights of meditation. 48 pairs of shoes. 47 wives. 46 human chromosomes. 45 samurais. 44 candles. 43 journeys. 42 lettered name. 41 rounds. 40 years of probation. 39 lashes before crucifixion. 38 slots. 37 years since birth. 36 hours. 35 soldiers. 34 horses. 33 recorded miracles. 32 Path of Wisdom. 31 Equal Frequency Ratios. 30 Celsius Degrees. 29 years to orbit the sun. 28 grams. 27 amendments. 26 miles. 25 frames per second. 24 carats. 23 feet below sea level. 22 guitars. 21 cannon shots. 20 years between capture and destruction. 19 holes. 18 promises. 17 unsent letters. 16 kingdoms. 15 minutes of fame. 14 months of morphine. 13 attributes of mercy. 12 tribes of Israel. 11 stars of Joseph. 10 commandments. 9 moons of Jupiter. 8 individual resurrections. 7 days of creation. 6 sections of repetition. 5 books of Moses. 4 mothers. 3 fathers. 2 tablets of stone. 1
natural, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
I'll start drinking in middle school, and I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Sign of the peacock, we find the Club Sasebo. It is a club dedicated to sadism.
martini built for two. I sit here all alone, cause I got nothing better to do. Truth is, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.
So at the top of the hour, we started out with 101. Appropriately enough, we started that song at 101, I think. That was by Karen Ann. It's probably the newest thing I'm going to play tonight. And then you heard Nellie McKay doing David. countryfied it up a little bit, but there's a guy who works down the chip shop, swears he's Elvis by Kirsty MacColl. Then we switched it up completely and went all electronic for a couple tracks. You heard Severed Heads doing Heart of the Party, Martini Built for Two by My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult, and Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba, which is a song I have sort of grown to like somehow 20 years after hating it. Has it been 20 years? It's been something like 20 years. It's been a long time since that song was just that song that was always on the radio. Gosh darn it. Now it kind of amuses me. And it's totally a drinking song, you cannot deny. So, yeah, you are listening to Mother's Milk. You are home for all drinking songs. And let's see what we're going to do now. I think now we're going to play some Mountain Goats, because you can never go wrong with Mountain Goats. This is Game Shows Touch Our Lives.
Dug up a fifth of Hood River gin. That stuff tastes like medicine, but I'll take it. It'll do. On the couch in the living room all day long. Music on the television playing our song. And I'm in the mood for you. Turn the volume up real high. All of that money, look at it fly. And you smoking like a chimney. Shadows crawled across the living room's length. I held on to you with a desperate strength. With everything in me. I handed you a drink of the lovely little thing on which our survival depends. People say friends don't destroy one another. What do they know about friends? Thunderclouds forming, cream white moon. Everything's gonna be okay soon. Maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day. Carried you up the stairs that night. All of this could be yours if the price is right. I heard cars headed down to oblivion up on the expressway. Your drunken kisses as light as the air. Maybe everything that falls down eventually rises. Our house sinking into disrepair. I'll have a look at this showroom filled with fabulous prizes.
At the early age of 38, me mother sent me west. Get up, says she, and get a job, says I, I'll do me best. I pulled on me Wellingtons to march to Kilchimock. I took a wrong turn in Charlestown and ended up in Knock. Once this quiet crossroads was a place of gentle prayer, where Catholics got indulgent once or twice a year. You could buy a pair of rosary beads or get your candles blessed. If you had a guilty conscience, you could get it off your chest. Then came the priest from Parthree, Father Horden was his name. And since he's been appointed, Knock has never been the same. Begad, says Jem, 'tis 80 years since Mary was a doubt. 'Tis time for another miracle, and he blew the candle out. But from Fatima to Bethlehem, from Lourdes to Kilchimock, there's never been a miracle like the airport up in Knock. To establish terra firma, he drew up a 10-year plan and started running dances around 1961. He built a fantabulous church, me girls, upon the holy ground. And once he had a focal point, he started to expand. Ship shops and bed and breakfasts sprung up overnight. Once a place of quiet refuge, now a holy site. All sorts of fancy restaurants for every race and creed, where black and white and yellow pilgrims all could get a feed. Stalls once under canvas became religious supermats. With such a range of godly goods, they had top 20 charts. While the airport opposition was destroyed by Jem's trump card. For centenary celebrations came John Paul the 23rd. Off from Fatima to Bethlehem, from Lourdes to Kilchimock, there's never been a miracle like the airport up in Knock. We've had the Blessed Virgin here, Bull Jemmy did declare. And John Paul the 23rd appeared just over there. Oh, do you mean to tell me, he said in total shock, that I am not entitled to an airport here in Knock? TDs were lobbied and harassed with talk of promised votes, and people who'd been loyal for years spoke of changing courts. Excommunication was threatened on the flock, who said it was abortive building airports up in Knock. Now everyone is happy that the miracle is complete. Jemser has his runway, it's 18,000 feet. All sorts of planes could land there, of that there's little doubt. 'Tis handy for the Yankees to keep the Russians out. Oh, from Fatima to Bethlehem, from Lourdes to Kilchimock, I've never seen a miracle like the airport up in Knock. Did Netta donate the door, the door? Did Netta donate the door? Did Netta donate the door, me girls? Did Netta donate the door? Did Netta donate the door, me boys? Did Netta donate the door? 18,000 feet of runway, there's an awful long way to go. Oh, oh.
Old Jimmy, he liked whiskey, whipping the old TB. Hank Williams lived by the bottle, right to the end by G. I too might die from alcohol, but I won't be the first. Country music singers are just born with an endless thirst. Well, there's one more name I'll mention. Name is Mr. Hall. He loves his beer and bourbon. Oh, I'd say he's tried them all. And some I'm afraid have gone on to the other stuff that's worse. I'll do no harm if I bend my arm to ease my endless thirst. So many of our brothers in early life did lose. We're either way up in the clouds or down deep in the blues. It's a way of life we're born to, so better or for worse. Country music singers, just born with an endless thirst. Hey. When I left my home away up north, many long years ago, our songs were played at 4 a.m. on country radio. are the coldest hicks and hillbillies, sometimes even worse. 'Twas enough to drive a man to drink, excuse my endless thirst. So from cowboy songs to country songs, it's been a long hard grind. We were looked upon with such disdain back in the good old times. And as old GP and a few like me couldn't give Tinker's curse, oh, we've done it all our way anyway, lived with our endless thirst. Yes, so many of our brothers in early life did lose. We're either way up in the clouds or down deep in the blues. Yeah, it's a way of life we're born to, so better or for worse. Country music singers are just born with an endless thirst. Now those smart bandwagon hoppers wouldn't spit on the country scene when we were in the doldrums. Now they're bursting at the seams. Oh, they prance around like peacocks in city clubs and halls, but fancy boots and hats don't make a fine star after all. So I'll just stick to my old bush songs, ones that I enjoy. Oh, you'll understand my stories, I'm not making too much noise. And if I should die from alcohol, well, I won't be the first. 'Cause country music singers are just born with an endless thirst. Yes, so many of our brothers in early life did lose. We're either way up in the clouds or down deep in the blues. It's a way of life we're born, so for better or for worse. Country music singers just born with an endless thirst. Country music singers just born with an endless thirst. Born with an endless thirst.
So that Mountain Goat song was kind of a bummer. It was too good. It started to make me sad. So I switched it up and made a song that made me laugh a little bit, which was that Christy Moore track, Knock Song. And then you heard Slim Dusty, that last one there, with Born with an Endless Thirst. That man has written an amazing number of drinking songs. I believe he is the most prolific artist in Australian history. Like, factually. I'm not exaggerating. I think he actually is the most prolific artist in Australian history. And he also gave Australia their first international hit with The Pub with No Beer. Long, long time ago. Anyways, this one's by request for Gabe. Guess we're going to get a little more up-tempo here. This is Corpi Kalani with Happy Little Boozer.
Fast as a beer, I remember. Singer and songwriter, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. Born in 1981 in Illinois and growing up in Wisconsin, Tom Goss always loved sports, even wrestling in college. He moved to Washington, D.C. in 2004 to attend a Catholic seminary, but couldn't tolerate the atmosphere of hypocrisy. After a year, he got out. Next, he ran a breakfast program for the homeless through a D.C. nonprofit. All the while, however, he developed a passion for music, playing a guitar his mother had given him for high school graduation. He admits he got pretty obsessed with Dave Matthews and learned all of his songs. Now, he's writing and singing his own material, with many of his songs centered on the subject of love. It's no wonder he married Mike Briggs in 2010 on a mini golf course in our nation's capital. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Andrew Cawthor.
hill. Yeah, my baby daddy was a running of steel. He made white lightning till the sun goes down. Picked up my bottle and he passed it around. Mighty, mighty, greasy, and pack his corn squeezy. White lightning. Well, I asked my daddy why I called his brew white lightning instead of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and then I knew. My eyes poked out and my face turned blue. Mighty, mighty, greasy, and Pappy's corn squeezy. White lightning. Well, Jimmy and Jimmy and a revenue stew. They're looking for the face where the face is blue. Well, they're looking trying to boogie, having never boogie. White lightning. Alright, let's go squeeze some corn. City Slicker came up and he said, I'm tough. He said, hey, can I try that powerful stuff? He took a little sip. He made a weird sound. Last I saw is when he hit the ground. Lightning started flashing. Thunder started crashing. White lightning. Well, G-Men, G-Men, a revenue's due. They're looking for a place where the meat is true. Well, they look and try to book him, but my baby can't book him. White lightning.
Right, we want this one to be on the album so he'll make lots of royalty money.
Yeah, come on guys, one song at least.
Let me get off.
Well, that was Mr. Charlie Pickett with Get Off on Your Porch. For that, you heard Dash Rip Rock doing White Lightning. GBH with Alcohol. No Effects doing Bottles to the Ground. I'll go ahead and throw that one out to Eddie because he used to request those guys pretty occasionally. Swinging Utters before that with Pills and Smoke. We started out with Korpiklaani doing Happy Little Boozer. That was for Gabe. All right, so it's pretty much top of the hour. So I'll go ahead and let you guys know you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. It's the last show of the month, so it is time for Rum Doings in about 2 minutes, actually, because this one's a long one. It's going to take up almost the entire hour, which is exciting. And let's see here. Before that, I guess I ought to let you know that Books on Wheels will be at the Wingnut Anarchist Collective, 2005 Barton Avenue, on February 4th, 2012, from noon to 3 p.m., providing free books and free bicycle repair. Books on Wheels is an amazing local organization dedicated to promoting literacy and healthy, active lifestyles. You can learn more about Books on Wheels at booksonwheels.org and find out about the Wingnut Collective at wingnutrva.org. Or by calling 804-303-5449. I'm going to play one more song for you, and then we're going to get into the Rum Doings. So I'll catch you on the flip side of Mr. Horton Heat doing Baddest of the Bad. Jesus, my nose got a little too close to the pop filter on this microphone, and it smells like dried saliva. You guys should be careful up in this thing. That was Reverend Horton Heat. It's time for Rum Doings now. And I will note for the record that, for one thing, all episodes of Rum Doings can be downloaded from botherer.org.